This is Dr. X.H. Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. Today I share with you two interviews I conducted concerning a recent and somewhat spontaneous event which occurred in Dover, Massachusetts. A string of mysterious vehicular deaths on Miller Hill Road has captured the attention of tabloids. 14 total cases have been reported within a few months, all of them with matching circumstances. No vehicle malfunction, no sign of intoxication or inebriation. No more than one person in the car at the time of the incident. That is until one broke the pattern. There was an accident on Miller Hill Road involving two motorists. Both survived the event, and both claim spectacular reasons for the collision. In the interest of conducting a thorough study, I've decided to play the interviews in tandem with one another, thus painting us an accurate picture of the events as they occurred, and allowing us to hear the similarities and differences in their testimonies. Let us begin.
My name is Pauline Riley. Pauline Riley. What did you ask me again?
Where were you coming from, Miss Riley, the evening of the crash?
Just coming home from a friend's house.
Quite late. If I'm correct, the collision occurred at nearly midnight.
Boyfriend's house, that is.
Did you make any stops on your way?
Yes, I stopped at the service station to fill up.
Your name?
Frank Spencer. What is it that you said you were?
I'm a doctor, though my business here is purely investigative in nature.
Right. Apologies. Bit rattled still.
That's quite all right. Would you mind telling me where you were coming from before the collision?
Bonner Mill. I got off on leave and headed home.
When did your shift end?
8:00. It's about 4 hours north. Wanted to surprise my wife. She wasn't expecting me for a couple days.
Did you stop along the way?
Yes. Yes, sir. Stopped at the station for a fill-up.
Miss Riley, can you tell me what happened before the accident?
I went in to pay the clerk and get my change. I saw the man in the truck pull up as I was walking in. Of course someone would show up in the middle of nowhere. I paid quick and got back in my car. The guy didn't even get out.
I pulled into a station and stopped a minute. I've been driving for a couple hours and just needed to close my eyes. I saw that girl walk into the station. I thought I'd hang back and give her some space. A guy like me might scare her silly.
A note for my recording. Frank, how tall are you and what do you weigh?
6'6". And I think around 280 pounds, sir. Good enough reason to keep my distance.
Well, I just left the station when I noticed the guy pull out behind me. He didn't fill up or anything. He just stopped and then followed me out. I was already nervous driving so late and all. But I kept on. I knew I couldn't stop the car.
Continue, Frank.
I kept peeking at her car to see if she had gone yet. And lucky I did, because something crawled into her back seat.
What was it? An animal?
I thought it was a person at first. It didn't really look like one, but what else could it be? It knew how to open the door and close it behind. I was about to go crack its skull, but the lady came back and pulled out of there like a bat out of hell.
What did you do?
I followed her. I was trying to get her attention, but she wouldn't stop. I tried flashing my lights, screaming the horn.
It wasn't long before he started flashing his lights at me and honking his horn. I didn't know what to do. I was scared sick. I tried to swerve or let him go around me, but he just wouldn't leave me alone.
Every time I would see the thing peek its head out from the seat, I would flash my lights. Every time I saw the beady yellow eyes, I thought it was some creep trying to grab her.
I looked back, and I saw something in the back of his truck. Every time he would flash his lights, the eyes would disappear and reappear. You must think I'm crazy, but I saw it.
To be clear, the eyes you saw were not the driver's.
No, they couldn't be. They were above the car. That's why I thought it was a ghost.
What happened next?
He hit my car!
She wasn't slowing down. If anything, she was speeding up. I didn't know what to do, and that creep kept trying to get at her. I sped up a bit and rammed her bumper. That just made things worse.
He was trying to run me off the road. I couldn't believe it. I tried to speed away, but he kept hitting my car. I slammed on my brakes and...
I slammed right into her. Her car went off the road, and all the while I'm thinking, what the hell is in the back seat? As soon as the wreck settled, I jumped out of my truck.
He ran out of the car and came and pulled me out. I thought for sure I was going to die. He was gonna slash me up or something.
We both looked back to our cars. They were standing on top of them. I can't say what they were.
Can you describe them to me? Frank, please, if you are uncomfortable...
I'm sorry, Doctor.
They were as pale as death. They just looked at us for a moment. I didn't know what to do. I was frozen. The guy who pulled me out, he started yelling, telling them to go away. They just watched us.
It was nothing. I was tired seeing things. I drove that woman off the road for nothing. Must have scared her out of her mind.
It went on like that until another car pulled up. The lights made them angry. They started screaming. It was a horrible sound. I can still hear it sometimes. Faint. Far away. Doctor, by all marks and measures, I know it was a demon.
After my conversations with Pauline and Riley, we spoke more of the demon that she claims to have seen and the general form it possessed. This will help in further research, but very little can be done to substantiate her description. Frank Spencer walked away from me mid-interview, refusing to talk to me further. Though he never said so officially, I can ascertain with confidence that he saw the same creature as Miss Riley, as their stories are connected by a pair of distinct yellow eyes. Our knowledge of the supernatural grows, even incrementally, as our study continues. As always, thank you for tuning in to another broadcast. Until next time, goodbye and good night.